This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 137. Can a comic collector of 20 plus years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Well, thank you, AnnouncerBot, and welcome to How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, we have a Facebook fan page. Go to Facebook and search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. You can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com for the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or go to iTunes and search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, where you can leave us a review.
And you can contact us through the website, Facebook, or email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Find and call the voice line at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. Well, we've got 2 weeks to catch up on due to the holiday break, so we better get started.
Oh, and we didn't... I still have a pile to read, so...
Yep.
It was a big DC.
Lots of titles came out.
Yes.
And one of those was... The Larfleeze Christmas Special.
Yes, Geoff Johns had talked about this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. By Geoff Johns and Booth. Larfleeze is waiting for Santa because he's heard of this magical being that can get him everything he possibly would ever want, which, of course, is everything.
Yes.
And so he sent a very long list to the North Pole, and he's done everything he was supposed to do. And now he gets up Christmas morning, and there are no presents, and he's not at all happy. So Hal has to end up talking him down.
But, you know, he should have known that if he wasn't a good boy, he wouldn't get his presents.
Well, he said he was mostly good. So there were a number of extras in this issue. We had a cookie recipe to make your Orange Lantern cookies, which is, of course, what he left out for Santa.
Yes.
There's a lovely maze game with a lot of little inside references in there. It's, at one point, he's in the Fortress of Solitude. And there's also a nice ornament you can cut out and put on your tree. And then
somebody's going to cut up their comic book.
Exactly. And then finally, there's a Glomulus story. And Glomulus is the main construct that Larfleeze has created.
Yes.
And there's a nice Glomulus story from Baltazar and Franco of Tiny Titans fame.
Yes.
Done very much in that style and very cute story. It was certainly something different than the generic Christmas special where they just have generic holiday stories.
Yeah, it was very cute. And I really hope they do the Valentine's one they were talking about.
Yeah, we keep hearing they're going to do the Valentine's special is the...
The cat.
The cat. And I don't remember the name of the cat offhand.
I don't either.
Yeah,
but
the Red Lantern cat.
So that would be a good one.
You're right.
So... Depends, I guess, on how this one sells, don't you think?
I would guess.
Yeah.
The Flash number 8 by Johns and Collins. Johns has been working his way through these issues. Once he got past the first storyline, which I think, frankly, kind of dragged a little bit, now he's more into rewriting the origin stories for the various rogues. He did Captain Boomerang in the previous issue, and now he's doing Reverse Flash. The basic concept stays the same, where Eobard Thawn, this person in the 25th century, where everything is very, very tightly controlled. He basically wants to be a hero. He wants to figure out how he can gain the powers of this famous hero of the past, the Flash. And the time stream keeps changing to help him, wherein he, at first point, he has a little brother and he has to spend time. There's all this scheduled time bonding with his little brother, and as a result, he never gets enough time to study, so he never gets a chance to work at the Flash Museum as a scientist.
Basically a researcher scientist,
right.
Yes.
And so the brother, at one point, suddenly removed from the time stream, so he is now an only child.
Was there some shadowy figure that was removing them from
right,
the time stream?
Right,
okay.
Right. And then... Later, a competitor of his at the Flash Museum is also removed from the time stream.
Yes.
And so he gets to, so Eobard gets to be the main researcher. At another point, his parents, who I guess were helping to fund the Flash Museum or somehow were on the board. The board decides, we don't want to do the Flash Museum anymore. It's a waste of money and time. And suddenly the parents were killed in the past. So they were never on the board. So the decision was never made and the Flash Museum stays.
Yes.
At one point, Eobard falls in love with this girl
who happens to be a reporter,
but she rejects him because she's already got a boyfriend. Well, the boyfriend is suddenly killed, and in fact, the several boyfriends of hers are killed
or disappear. Yes, tragic accident.
Right, and then she ends up rejecting him regardless because at this point she feels
she's cursed. All her boyfriends.
Right. She is somehow shaken to the point in where her mind is destroyed.
And shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah. And somehow in the past she was shaken so that now she has no mind left. And then Barry's costume appears in this time capsule that just suddenly kind of lands next to him. And just as in the original storyline for Reverse Flash, Eobard uses it to gain the speed powers and ends up becoming the Flash of the 25th century. What's becoming clear here is this other force that's been doing all this is, in fact, himself as later in the time stream, that it's Reverse Flash going back in time to, like, make sure that he becomes Reverse Flash.
Yes.
And he realizes that, you know, all these terrible things that he has done and all the terrible things that have happened to him can be brought back to Barry, and that Barry caused all this. You know, I don't know how you get to that point, but he feels that,
well, if Barry hadn't existed, he wouldn't have strived to be like Barry.
Right.
And so,
right,
blah blah blah.
But at the same time, he can't go back in the time stream to destroy Barry because the source of his power is Barry. And so if he went back to get rid of Barry, then you'd have a time paradox because he wouldn't have the powers to go back to destroy Barry in the first place.
Because he didn't have the powers.
Right. So it was just really a creepy thing where it's, oh, and then the brother isn't there anymore. And the parents are suddenly killed. And all these things are happening. And it's clear that Eobard is bringing all of this upon himself, but he's also kind of insane. So he doesn't realize that he's doing all this to himself. I don't know if that's going to be the way they're going to run this for a while, whether they're going to continue going back and redoing the rogues to kind of update them to be a little more contemporary than the old Silver Age origins. We also know that the events going on here apparently are going to tie into the next major event called Flashpoint,
which we don't really know much about at this point.
We know very little about. That's going to be the big 2011 event is going to be Flashpoint, just like Brightest Day.
Do you know if it's going to go across other titles or?
I don't know whether it's just going to be, although frankly, you can't really have a crossover because there's only one Flash title.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless they've been talking about doing a second title called All Flash or something like that, which would involve the other speedsters, but I haven't heard about that in a while. Action Comics number 896 by Cornell and Woods, and the Secret Six guest star, and because of Cornell, you're getting this great dialogue, and I was curious to see how Cornell would handle that, because I really feel that Gail Simone has been the one who really knew how to write dialogue for Secret Six.
Yes.
And he just really picked it up and did a really good job, I felt. So Vandal Savage in the long ago past was given this sign that he needed to build this great huge place where it would eventually be a trap for Lex Luthor, where Lex would then give him something to somehow enlighten him.
Give him great happiness.
Give him great happiness, yes. And Lex has no idea what he's talking about. And so it's just this big battle going on. In the end, there's a big explosion.
Yes. To be continued.
To be continued. And meanwhile, Jimmy Olsen's backup continues, and this is apparently the last one of those because they said they were going to stop doing the backup stories.
Right.
And that storyline is going to be wrapped up in a Jimmy Olsen special.
So it's not a series. It's just
I don't know if it's not a series, but I can't believe they would do a regular Jimmy Olsen series.
Well, they have in the past.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. It just seems unlikely, especially because I don't think anybody's like, wow, I really love this storyline with Jimmy Olsen. This needs to be a regular title.
Wow, I really love this storyline with Jimmy Olsen. This needs to be a regular title.
Other than you. I haven't heard a lot of people say it.
Oh, all the Chloe fans.
Exactly. Power Girl number 19 by Winnick and Basri. So this is several stories happening here. First, there's a flashback to a JLI era story. It's a couple pages where they're fighting the Royal Flush Gang. And then we cut back to present day where Power Girl is meeting with the JSA and Batman because she now knows about Max Lord.
Right.
She now has the apparently if you get hit hard enough, you suddenly can remember.
We knock some sense into you.
Exactly. Where you now remember about Max Lord. And so they are like, well, we have no idea what you're talking about. But eventually Batman agrees with her and says, well, something has to be done. And they're like, okay, we're going to do this. And we're going to send out the clarion call to all the other heroes. And we're going to stop this. And then they start forgetting what they were talking about again.
Yes. This did bring up a point for me.
Yeah.
Is when we see Batman now, are we supposed to assume that it's still Dick or is it Bruce?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the issue whether the I think the rule now is if you see yellow in the symbol,
okay,
it's
then it
Bruce.
Was Dick.
Okay, then it's Dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be confusing for me.
Yes, it is. They, as I said, they basically forget again. And it's like, well, it ends up with JSA looking at Power Girl saying, why did you call us here? And she can't remember. So she ends up going back to her main storyline, which I think is not as interesting as that.
No, we like that one better.
Right. So in the main storyline, they manage to find Professor Ivo in Vietnam where they're building a new Cadmus.
Yes.
You know, it's like, okay. I don't know if I'm still not as big a fan of this as the stuff as the previous creative team for Power Girl. I just think that was so much better. Zatanna number 8 by Dini and Chang. So Zatanna is in therapy because she's terrified of dolls and she doesn't know why.
Not dolls, puppets.
Well, puppets. Well, yeah, I guess puppets.
Yeah, because she said she can do voodoo dolls and stuff, mm-hmm. but not puppets.
So this all comes out back up where she sees this puppet at the Magic Museum where she's about to make this big presentation. And she works with Fuseli the demon, the demon we saw a few issues ago, to go back into her mind to learn what actually happened and what happened to her as a child, because something clearly happened and she just doesn't know what.
Yes.
And so we learned that as a child, she came upon a killer and his victim. And Zatara, the father, suddenly arrives and saves her from this killer who's about to attack her. And he ends up turning the killer into a puppet.
Well, the killer was actually a puppet master.
Right, right.
Which is why he turns him into a puppet.
And Zatara then turns around and wipes Zatanna's mind, much as Zatanna was wiping people's minds.
For Identity Crisis.
So it's like,
I like that. The nut doesn't fall far from the tree.
Exactly. And when she comes to out of this some sort of fugue state where she's learning all this, she finds herself all tied up by the same puppet.
Yes.
And so the puppet has come back to life and is now terrorizing Zatanna in real life.
Yes. I liked how she talked about how she went on that show for kids with rhymes and math.
Right.
It's like, can't you just say Sesame Street?
No, you can't do that.
Apparently
no, 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 no. You don't want to get in trouble.
You could say Poppy Seed Street.
Right. Batman The Dark Knight number 1 by Finch and Williams, because God knows we needed another Batman monthly.
Now, will this one be all about Bruce, do you think?
It shouldn't be, but it sounds like it's going to be.
Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, we already have Batman, Detective, Batman and Robin, Batman Streets of Gotham, Batman Incorporated. All five are monthly titles, ongoing titles about all but one detective is about Bruce.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The only one that really is focusing on Dick is Detective.
Well, Batman and Robin.
Well, but even then, there's too much. Plus, you've got, you know, the side titles. You got Batgirl, you got Robin, you got Red Robin, you got Gotham City Sirens. There's a regular monthly Batwoman title coming in the next month or so. So I just don't get why we need another title. It's like, if this guy wants to work on one of the existing titles, why don't we just do that?
Yeah.
It's really fantastic artwork, but it's frankly a rather generic story.
Well, it just reminded me of like the 8 other stories they have done recently where heiress girlfriends or girls that Bruce knew disappeared.
Right. And now he has to come back to save her.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like you said, they've done that over and over and over, and we really don't need another one of those. Artwork was great, but go, you know, pick one of the existing titles and just put that storyline in there. Apparently, there's just so many people clamoring at the pit to do Batman stories now that they just can't.
Well, maybe there's so many people clamoring to buy Batman stories. I don't know.
I think it's too much. Too much.
They've got to
start weaning that out. Streets of Gotham and Batman Incorporated are fairly new. Batman and Robin is fairly new. So it's not like you're going to pick one title that's absolutely brand new and just kill it.
That's true.
So I'm guessing you're going to see these 6 ongoing titles for at least a little while before they find some way to drop at least one of them. All right. Before we get out of here, I think it's time to play America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
Okay. Go.
TV related?
No.
Movie related?
Yes.
One person on the cover?
Yes.
A man?
No.
A woman?
Yes.
Human being?
Yes.
Okay. Over 40?
No.
Over 30?
No.
Over 20?
Yes.
Okay. In your 20s. She's in a movie that is currently out.
Yes.
Is the story mostly about that movie? As opposed to, like...
Not really.
Okay, so it's more about the actress.
Yeah.
Okay. So an actress in her 20s. Blonde?
Sometimes.
Well, but primarily?
I think so.
I think so.
Blondish.
Blondish. Is she in some movie that they're getting a lot of Oscar buzz about?
Yes.
Okay. Not Natalie Portman, is it?
It is Natalie Portman.
Wow.
Wow, in less than a minute, Mark. Whew. I think, although I couldn't really tell, but I think that this issue has multiple covers and it's like various Oscar contenders.
I see. Okay.
So.
Since, yet again, we haven't gotten it yet. We had to go online to look.
Well... But, you know, it was the holiday.
Yeah.
So but if it's we would have gotten it Saturday.
It's not Entertainment Last Weekly. It's Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, just want to remind you again about that Facebook fan page. Search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. You can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com for the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or you can go to iTunes and search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, and please leave us a review.
You can contact us through the website, Facebook, or email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com or call our voice line at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Goodbye.